Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
And dirty money get washed on royalty statements. Black owners in this game are powerful racists.
The value is created in content. So when I think of us as hip-hop artists, we create content. But we don't have a wide product line. You go to Disneyland, they got tons of products. Ears and all Disney, Mickey, everything. And so that's the vision behind the Marathon store. It was more natural and it resonated at a higher frequency to put it on Crenshaw and Slauson just because of the significance of that corner. I've been hustling on that corner since I was 15. We all started right there. We popped the trunk and was grinding on that corner from kids, from teenagers.
Hey everybody, it's Rob. Before we dive into this week's episode of Bomb, I did just want to let everybody know that due to some external circumstances, we had to record this episode a little bit earlier than usual, and unfortunately we weren't able to talk about the murder of Nipsey Hussle. Of course, Nipsey, a rapper, activist, just all around great person who did so much for not only hip hop, but for his hometown. He was murdered outside of his Marathon clothing store in his hometown. So we weren't able to talk about it this week, but I'm sure in the next coming episodes, next couple of weeks and way beyond that, we'll be diving more into the life, the legacy of Nipsey Hussle. And yeah, just rest in peace to him, and thoughts and prayers go out to him, his family. So here's this week's episode of Bomb.
Y'all heard this dude, Lil Nas X? Have you heard this shit? The horses in the back.
Rob,
Old Town Road.
Anybody named Little something. When these new niggas crop up, I ignore them until I'm forced to deal with it. Like, they're playing the song at every party that I go to.
He did halftime at the Hawks game last night.
That's probably like 15.
It's a lottery team. It's the 70-something game, Rob.
No, I know. I'm just listening.
They let me have time there.
Listen, man. I'm just presenting the facts.
Fucking, I saw you remember 3LWYs?
Yeah.
I saw them in Soul For Real do fucking, dude, this is when the Sixers were trash, like the Sean Bradley era or something like that.
Oh my God.
They had a free concert at the end of the game.
Yo, was AI on the Sixers yet?
Hell no, AI wasn't there yet. I was like, it was probably like Clarence.
So 3LW wasn't like really out like that yet then.
Then maybe it wasn't 3LW. Whoever was out around the time, Soul For Real.
Maybe it was like 702.
702. That's exactly what it was. Thank you. It was Soul For Real and 702. That was a trash concert.
Oh man, I like those little broads, man.
They were straight eventually, but like when they first come out, debuting a song at a concert.
No, we not rolling with you when you first gotta prove yourself.
100%. Exactly, yeah. But in our defense, we didn't boo them though because they were kids, so we let them live. You know, I know everyone thought that's what it was.
Fucking Jerv.
Oh shit, I didn't even realize it was you, Kev. It was quiet in the background.
What you mean, man? I'm coming in, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get better, bruh.
He's coming in calm now.
Yeah, I'm trying, you know.
What up, Kev?
Oh shit, 702.
Sounds like I just heard you.
Yeah, I'm jamming.
I see.
She's my property. And any girl.
Yo, this was missing a
who are you to call
fad myself? Back then for verse.
Yeah.
like it's real fad. Not this new fad that's out here.
Yeah, I'm a good fad.
Hey man.
No disrespect to the guy though.
I'm good off, son.
Edition jeans on with the hoodie and the extra long
sleeves. He was one of the last people to brace fitted jeans. Like, he was one of the last.
Fab was hype as shit when he saw jerseys coming back out, too.
I went to the Mitchell and Ness store on Fairfax yesterday, and all the jerseys are regular human being size.
Wait. They have... This is going to sound real stupid. Mitchell Ness is in other cities, like an actual store?
It's an actual store.
Hey, man. Hey, Jerv, you know we live in L.A., right?
Nah.
No, I don't understand. Mitchell Ness is a Philly thing. It's like...
Yeah, like the store is from Philly. I know there's Mitchell Ness. Philly,
so Jerv thinks they're still a mom and pop.
I know they have sections. They got sections and stores. I know that, but I didn't know they have a
straight-up store two doors down from Bape and Supreme.
Hey, Melrose, man.
Yep.
They only have one store in Philly, so I didn't. At least
we only got one store in LA.
Yeah, but the LA store is new.
Oh, okay. It's like Fight Club, then. Like how there's one in New York and there's one in LA. Okay,
right. This shit is new and it's dope. But I was just looking at the size of the jerseys. I was like, damn. When I was fortunate enough to have a Bill Walton jersey back in the days.
Yeah.
That shit could have fit Bill Walton. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Facts.
Like, shit could have fit a 7-footer, bro. You know?
Damn, I had I had a 4X and I was only rocking a 1 or a 2X. I had a 4X Brian Westbrook jersey. Yo, we went to, look, we went to a club, you know, and this is right around that time where they were trying to get get everybody out of jerseys and make everybody wear the button ups and shit.
The nasty collar.
They told me I either had to take my jersey off or tuck it in. It's a 4X. What am I gonna do? And I just got this shit. Like I got this jersey specifically to go out that night. There was no way in hell I was taking that shit off.
Tucking it in is like serial killer shit.
Yo, I tucked it in to get inside the party. And then you knew what it was after that. Well, it's just like the nigga that they tell take his hand off.
Cut off, bro.
Yeah,
real talk, yo. I had like a half 3 and a half 6 on.
Hey, I low-key still got like all my jerseys. I never got rid of them. Like, I never threw them away.
Man,
I sold mine.
I'm pretty sure I sent my shit to Haiti.
I got like a Kevin Garnett jersey. That shit go under my pockets. I said I was going to take it somewhere and get it cut.
Yo, back when NBA.com, like when it was heavy, I'm not trying to make it like I was a pioneer, but I was the first one on Hampton that was calling I was the first one that got put onto going on NBA.com or whatever and creating jerseys. So anybody who had like a old, so I created a Bobby Phils jersey. I was killing niggas that day when I rocked that joint, and I created the AI Sixers joint when he had the Dr. J joint, cause. You couldn't tell me I wasn't Mitch that day, dog. I felt like I just beat the murder rap or something. Oh,
man.
Right,
Rob, how's my sound, yo?
It sounds fine, Kev.
All right, cool.
What's that temp up there,
I got, Rob? Like, a new setup.
Yeah, it's nice, dude. The temp, it's calm. It's a nice 50-something. It's not bad. I got to stroll out.
Hey, Jerry, we're going to be, like, 81 today, yo.
That's what's up, dog. Yeah. We had 75 sunny today. All right. We had 75 and full sunny too, cuz.
Hey, man, hold on with all this word, man.
What happened? What happened to you, Kev?
What do you mean?
What happened? What's the problem with the word? It's a good word.
Okay. All right. I think so.
Oh, well, while we doing that, shout out to Duke, yo. One time. Boy. Yeah. Hey, Kev.
Damn, it's gonna be enough of them 2-point wins, man.
Hey, Kev, if you barely smash, now you don't hear me. Okay. If you barely smash, did you smash?
Yeah, you smashed.
Okay, then don't talk to me about barely winning. Then we won.
God, right. You're right.
Okay.
He's not right, Kev. He's a
fake. No, I'm right.
Michigan State.
There's 8 teams playing basketball left in the country.
He's a fucking
at the time of this recording, and Duke happens to be one of them.
And Michigan State.
Okay.
All
right. Everybody just love Michigan State right now. Oh, yo, Michigan State, whatever, yo.
No.
Zion Williams, low key,
in the Count the Dings tournament challenge, I think it's only like me and one other person.
Oh, y'all didn't even hit me for that. Y'all didn't even want me in that, Joan. It's cool.
What's the name
of you?
What's good, boy?
My guys, what's up?
This is Remy. It's Jerv, Kev, and Rob on the line. This is my man, Remy.
What's going on, y'all? What's up, baby?
What up?
Hey, Jerv, before we get started, didn't you have something you wanted to tell the people?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Shout out to everybody that saw the tweet that after, you know, talking to a couple people at the Boston Live show. Shout out to everybody that has blessed my wife and I with some lovely gifts and things like that for our new king or queen that will be entering this world on June 3rd. I'm humbly appreciative. And I want to just say thank you, man, because I really didn't think anybody was going to do it. I was shocked when I was asked to do it. And the fact that people actually follow through with it is beyond amazing to me. So I just wanted to say thank you.
All right, man. Actually, Jerv, you just reminded me. I got to get on that.
Oh, thank you.
you know, man's got paid on Friday, so we good.
Yes, stupid.
Hey, Jay.
Yes.
When's the last time you went to a doctor for the sniffles or something like that?
I'm telling you, man, I'm the type of guy that just doesn't like to go to the doctors. So I will do anything.
Shocker.
I'll do my own research. I'll Google home remedies for even very scary situations. It's not a good thing for me.
Isn't it weird? But like, I want to make fun of you for this, but I feel like this is most guys. Most guys don't like going to the doctor. Like, you can have something falling off your face. You're like, I'm fine. I just rub some tussin into it and we'll be straight, right?
I always thought it was me, but it turns out I think it's a lot of us.
It's a guy thing. It's a guy thing. And here's the crazy part, man. There are guys that are suffering from erectile dysfunction and they still won't get help. They're still, like you said, looking for home remedies and, maybe if I drink more water, all I got to do is getting like Tiger Balm and rubbing weird stuff on themselves. And I'm just like, yo, you know you don't have to go through this. You can see a doctor. And guess what, Jay? Don't even have to see a doctor in person. Yeah, dude, that's right.
This is actually news to me. And exciting news.
This is available. You don't have to go see a doctor. You can just go through Roman, a one-stop shop where licensed U.S. physicians can diagnose ED and ship medication right to your door. So basically, you do your consultation over the internet with a licensed physician. It's a real doctor. They make you go through a questionnaire. They ask you a bunch of things. And, when you are basically diagnosed, they will then write you a prescription. And then you don't even have to go to the pharmacy, Jay. You know how sometimes you go, you fill out a prescription and you're like, you know, the pharmacists know what this medication is for. It's a little embarrassing. Roman took out all of the embarrassment. Not only do you not have to see the doctor face to face, but also your medication gets mailed to you in a discreet packet. So people don't know that, you know, what you're getting in the mail.
I mean, I can't believe this is like the future. This situation.
Jade, I'm telling you, the future is now, man. Everything is a lot easier in the internet age. Here's what you do. You handle everything discreetly online. All you got to do is visit GetRoman.com/BOM, for Black Opinions Matter. Fill out a brief medical onboarding, chat with a doctor, get FDA-approved ED meds delivered to your door in discreet, unmarked packaging. Go online and get checked by the doctor. ED is a problem that guys don't tackle, but with Roman, it's really easy, so take care of it. For a free online visit, go to GetRoman.com/BOM. That's GetRoman.com/BOM. For a free online visit, GetRoman.com/BOM.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Black Opinions Matter. I'm your temporary host for the day because Amin and Trey and Jade and Rob, everybody's so busy. Everybody's traveling. Everybody's got lives. It's amazing. So I'll be hosting today alongside, of course, super producer in training. He ain't getting the moniker yet. Rob Lopez, of course, John Gervais, the worst Duke fan in America out in Philadelphia. Kev the Barber in Bompton. Are you Bompton or Long Beach? Which one are you claiming these days, Kev?
I'm always Compton. I'm gonna say Compton because that's the name of the city. Established 1878.
Oh wow, we doing the established?
Yeah. Established in 1888.
Wow. Oh my lord. I wish I knew when East Flatbush was established. And of course, today we got a special guest for y'all, my man Remy Adebola. I don't know why I just used his whole government, but
You can Google me now.
Me and Remy grew up together. He's like a little brother to me. I love him to death. I wanted him to come on and share his thoughts on a few of these topics. He's a fun guy. He's a, you know, he's like me. So he's interesting. He's amazing. He's smart. You know how Queens do, Jerv. Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Wait.
Queens Village, baby.
Didn't you just claim Brooklyn like
last month? Yeah, this one is going to be a complicated thing. It's a complicated thing, man.
That's crazy, dog. Southwest Philly to the day I die. Like, not it's just one place for me.
Okay. Hey, and before we get started, I just want to address KP one time. Fuck no, I'm not related to Trey D. All right? I don't even know why you would ask that question.
I saw that on Twitter, bro.
Like, what?
I don't know why they said that.
I don't know why. Did he see, like, old pictures of me when I had braids? Because Trey D's, like, 45, and he still got braids. I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
All right, see y'all, man.
right off the top, I want to get into this. We don't usually do sports, quote unquote sports topics on the show, but this is a Black Opinion Matter show. So we got to get into the Boston Celtics basically banned a fan for 2 years from coming to games because he called DeMarcus Cousins a nigger.
Mm. Hard R.
Hard and y'all already know the history of Boston and the reputation that the city has. And people wanted to get our thoughts on that. You know, a lot of people thought that I would be like gloating and like, yo, obviously it's Boston. It's just that I'm actually a bit surprised, man, because in a public space, most white people know better than to use the word. Even people who use the word regularly, who feel, you know, who have racial animus towards Black people, even those type of people are usually smart enough, usually have the decency to not do it publicly, right? They wait till they're at the dinner table. They wait till they're at their own little barbecue. They wait till they're in public, all white settings to, you know, basically say how they feel. So I'm not gonna lie, I'm surprised that even in a city like Boston, that somebody would, you know, feel emboldened to call, you know, a young Black man, young, prosperous, talented Black man a nigger, you know, in public. I'm honestly surprised. I don't know about you guys.
Really quick before you guys dive in, I just want to add a small piece of context, not to give it either side, but the fan, according to the Celtics, is a minor. So you can also probably speak to more of
under 18 years old. Is that what's
described as a minor? As far as the specific age, a teenager or a 12-year-old or an 8-year-old, not sure. But I mean, it's safe to assume probably that 15 to 17 range, possibly.
Let me ask you something, Rob.
No, I'm
just asking you a question. If this minor was charged with a crime, would they charge him as an adult if he was Black? Don't miss me with the fucking minor point.
No, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying more of like for you guys to talk about
Rob, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the Celtics to even put that out there. Oh, well, sure. It was a minor.
And also like the fact of like this is how that person grew up, you know?
For sure. So, I mean, in my hood at 15, you're an adult, so miss me with the minor talk.
What is the worst thing a fan or fans have ever shout it to you,
man? I've been called like,
is that right?
Yeah, and it's crazy because this happened to me on a few occasions, and I, you know, I reported it to the league, and you know, I may have said whatever I said back, and you know, I was still punished for it. You know, you see these clips of us reacting towards fans, and they just say whatever they feel like they can say at the time, and it's like at the end of the day, bro, we our heartbeat the same way yours does, we bleed the same way you bleed. Our emotions are the same as yours. Like, if you were somewhere walking down the street and somebody say something crazy to you, like, you're gonna react.
Yeah.
So just because it's a basketball event doesn't mean those emotions go out the door or us being a human being goes out the door. Like, it's the same thing.
And here's the thing.
He also got a lifetime probation by the team at the arena, whatever that
lifetime
is.
Probation. Shut
that
up.
Means if he does another strike, Jervy, we might not be allowed.
Yeah. Yo, how many people? Go ahead,
Jerv. Sorry.
I was going to say, how many people do shit? Well, number one, first of all, how many people do shit at a game, right? Everyone does something. So he's going to be on probation. They're not going to catch him unless he does something egregious like this again, right? But, you know, when my first reaction was when I heard it, I was like, oh, you know, it's Boston. But then I like really sat down and thought about, well, no, I didn't like go deep thought. But when you think about it, this shit probably happens at every arena.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like it literally happens at every arena, whether it be them calling them the hard R, whether them being called them, you know,
monkey,
porch monkey or whatever.
We know the vibes.
You know what I mean?
So we know like the words, a shine.
Yeah. Like don't, you know, I'm not going to trash Boston. Although they do deserve to be trashed because this is a representation of them.
The people.
Yeah, like just like how we get, yo, this motherfucker's crazy.
Yeah, this is just on Google right now looking at different slurs.
But yo, I have a question though. Like, how do they police this lifetime ban? Because if you're 15 at 30, is it the same people that's going to be like, oh, wait, 15 years ago, he called DeMarcus Cousins a nigger? You know what I mean? Like, how do they police that?
Facial recognition.
There's facial recognition technology out there. One, I don't know if I don't want to speculate as to whether Boston's
a popping enough city to have that.
I would think.
Probably. I would hope so. And Remy, I think it's, this guy's probably a season ticket holder.
Right, and right.
For those applications, you actually have to put your name on it, right? Like, it's not like going on StubHub or SeatGeek. Shouts to SeatGeek, a former sponsor, even though they're not cutting checks no more. Shouts to them.
Wait, he a season ticket holder at 15, yo?
It's possible. It's possible.
Hell, yeah, not that close.
Right. And I don't think the same security is going to be working 15 years from now.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
A lot of those people are long-term employees. A lot of the people at the stadiums, like the concession people, the like.
And then in 15 years, is he still going to look the same? What if he grows his beard out?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, what if he's not? Know. What if he's nice at ball and makes it to the league? Is he not allowed to come play?
That would be crazy. That would be crazy.
Like, it's game seven now, dog. You can't come to this joint. You still banned for the egregious act you did at 15.
That's sick.
Take this L, chump.
Is it a lifetime ban or is it a junior?
No, they said the probationary period, meaning like you can never do something like this again. And honestly, 2 years ban is good enough for me. Like, honestly, like, you don't get to come to watch your quote unquote favorite team and yell at niggers for 2 years. That's a big ban for a racist.
You know what kills me about like Boston fans with this hard R shit? I wonder, do they realize that they were like the first team in NBA history to have more than one black person on the team at the same time?
Yes, but at the
do they even know that?
They're the ones that let you know they have a black friend. So they definitely know that.
But Kev, you also got to realize this is the same city. A lot of people don't know this, but the Red Sox were the last team to integrate. They were the last team to have a black base, to finally sign a black baseball player. Wow. So although that was happening on the Celtics with Arabak, who's a Jewish homie, by the way, like a lot of people don't understand the nuances of that because a lot of people who self-identify as white don't like Jewish people. Right. So Red Auerbach was a Jewish cat. He's like, bro, boy, I want to win. I'm sorry. I'm getting all these brothers on here because I want to win. So while they were doing that with the basketball team, then, you know, even going back to the 50s and 60s, basketball was always considered the city game, the black man's sport, even back in those times. So basketball's just, you know, always been a different type of culture around the game. But, you know, again, Boston has always been a city that's had issues racially, like public issues, right? Like, I'm from New York City. Remy will tell you, there's certain places in Queens where we'll go and people will stare at us. What the fuck are you doing here? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, so it's not like New York is immune from this or Philly's immune from this.
Oh, yeah. Hell no.
LA's immune from this. It's not like that. It's not the truth. But Boston's just had, like, such a crazy history. But, you know, I do want to say one last thing about just stupid, bad fan behavior, right? And you know, just the point about them saying, oh, he's a minor. Every single person on this call, I want to say from age 8, 9 on, we knew what not to say to people to get punched in the face.
Yep.
So if this shit will get you punched in the face on the streets, I don't want to hear that he's a minor. He knows at 15, 16, 14, I don't care. You know the type of shit that'll get you punched in your face out there in life.
But you know what the difference was is knowing it's going to get you punched in the face and actually being punched in the face is two different things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
When you get punched in the face, there's a lot of times.
Right. That's called getting some fucking act right.
Right. It's a lot of times you're going to be done. You ain't going to say that word never again.
Never again.
I actually have a white homie from my job. He actually told me. He said, yo, man, I was in college. You know, I was listening to rap. I thought Woody Wolf. And then, you know, black homie said, nah. And then he got snuffed and he said, yo, I learned my lesson. A lot of cats, it's a difference between knowing I'm going to get punched in the face and actually being punched in his face.
I just had to tell one of my coworkers from, you know, I got the second job now. So, like, I had to tell one of my coworkers, like, yo, I don't know what you say around y'all, like, yo, Hispanic homies, your Mexican homies, but we're not doing that. Like that's not cool. We're not doing that. I'm not doing that. Wise, that ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give the Fat Joe pass. I don't do that.
Do it because Roboto's my man, but we got to talk about the Puerto Ricans and Dominicans in New York, man.
I want you guys. Yeah. I've been wanting y'all to talk about this because, like, I, me, myself, I've been conflicted at times because, like, you know, just growing up around certain people, you know, you learn certain words, you learn certain words are comfortable and to say around this group, that group, and that group, but like, it's really not, you know what I mean?
Here's my thing. And it's easy. And Kev has a beautiful point, because a lot of people don't realize that here in Los Angeles, there's a big issue between black and brown. Right,
man. Like, we just had a riot at a high school.
There's
a
lot of conflict. A lot of people don't understand. So it's like, if we're gonna acknowledge the fact of this conflict, you can't have it both ways, right? You can't be like, yo, but nah, like we feel black too, But then when you really get down to the nitty gritty, and I'm talking specifically in New York City, because that's where I'm from and that's what I know,
right.
Latin people like to isolate themselves from us. Mm-hmm. They like to be like, hold on now. I ain't black. Mm-hmm. I'm Puerto Rican. Hold on now. I ain't black, even though I'm dark as shit, Sammy Sosa. I'm Dominican.
Well, he ain't black no more.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of people got to understand, it's like the only people with dark skin on the planet like that are West Africans, and Indians too, to a certain extent, but for the most part, it's West African, right?
Right.
So if you're a dark Latin, and the history of your island is Europeans, indigenous people, and African slaves, and you have dark skin, which one of those motherfuckers do you think you got dark skin from?
Right.
Thanks. So for you to sit Thanks. There and be like, yo, I'm not black,
I'm OJ.
And you darker than Manute Bol. You darker than Manute Bol, but just because you're doing your KLOK shit, I'm not black. So it gets weird when people bandy the word about Latin specifically, because it's like, yo, which one is it? You know, my man Adisa, he always had the phrase, he's like, yo, a lot of Latins out here, man, in New York are 1 foot over the fence ass people. One yep. foot over the fence.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? When it's convenient, when it's like, oh, I am hip hop. Not right. to say that Latins didn't make a huge contribution from 1978, 77 on, but we know the vibes. I am hip hop. I do use these words. I walk like this. I talk like this. I am that. I embody that. But then when it gets time to the nitty gritty, it's not, oh, black and Latino community. It's like, no. We Latino. Which is fine. But you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, no, you can't be both unless you really both.
And by the way, somebody like Fat Joe, who I have a lot of respect for, obviously he's an OG, he's one of the legends, but Fat Joe would tell you, he's like, listen, my whole life has been about blackness, right? Like, growing up where I'm from in the Bronx, like, all of my people, all of my homies are black. I don't consider myself to be anything else. Fat Joe, literally,
same thing for, you can even say the same thing for Mero too, you know what I'm saying? Like growing up where he grew up.
Jesus, yeah,
Mero's Dominican, but again, obviously Afro-Dominican. Like it's obvious right. that I'm black. Mm-hmm. Like the idea that I'm not makes no sense, but that's a specific kind of Latin person. Not every Latin person feels that way.
Yeah, because I thought he was mixed.
Nah,
but apparently he's straight Dominican. Latin, straight Dominican.
Yeah. Straight. Oh, I swear he was mixed.
But when you go to Dominican Republic, of course, it all happens on a spectrum. Like, there are people who look straight up like a white European. There are those Dominicans. Right. There's the Sammy Sosa type of cast. There's the Mero type of cast. There's Big Papi, right? Like, straight up, you look at that dude, that's a black man.
That's a black man.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
talk to him.
So it's like, I don't want to be the person to try to take it away from Latin people. To be
they
like,
taking it away from themselves, though. Right. Why? Really?
There you go. And there you have it, right? So that's how I feel. I don't never want to be the person, because you know that corny shit. And Kev is biracial. I'm sure you've heard corny shit with people like, oh, you ain't really black.
Yeah, oh, boy. Which I think is bullshit. My whole life.
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
I would be fine with everybody. Until that one day when we had back to school night and my mom came. Then everybody looked like, wait a minute, that's your mom? Oh, you a white boy. Oh, wow. Now I'm a white boy. When every other day, I was just like you.
Right.
But now that you see my mom's, I'm immediately the white boy. So see, that's where I come up with my beige concept, because if that's how you gonna play me, then I might as well take on my own color.
Right. But here's the thing, Kev. Here's my black test. When the cops pull you over, are you black?
You got them right. I'm black. That's they don't give a shit about my mom. My mom is a hard R lover in their eyes.
That's it.
Real talk.
That's my gauge. That's my brown paper bag test. Yep. When the cops pull your ass over, do they perceive you to be a black man or woman? Then you're fucking black. It don't matter what anybody else says. Society is kind of what deems what your quote unquote race is, right? Because it's all a made up construct. There's nothing scientific or like real about the concept of a race of people, right? It's all just made up. It's based on how society is going to treat you. And so if when Kev gets pulled over in his whip by the pose in Compton, are those police receiving him as a black man? And he's fucking black. I don't want to hear nothing else.
Right.
And that goes for the same for Sammy Sosa. Okay? You could do the cake soap, bleach your skin, all of that. You a black man, bruh. In the eyes of those people.
Get rid of that Sammy Sosa nose. Still got enough meat on that thing to make a ham sandwich.
Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, Sammy Sosa. That dude's funny as shit.
Last pick I saw, he had the slick back.
He got the comb over. He got the slick, yeah.
The part on the side.
With the part on the side. Kind of like my hairstyle right now, but you know.
Come on back to us, bro. We always forget.
No, it's too late. How you going to get bro, his comb back, Jer?
Man, you can figure that shit out. We always forget.
He's not Michael Jackson, bro. I'm off him.
Yeah, but he took on the white man in that home run. No,
I'm going to let the Dominicans claim him back, man.
Yeah, they can have
him. Dominicans have him back, man.
He ain't going there. He in Australia or something.
Guys, but some of you guys be like, I know black, I know black, I know black, impossible, I know black, I'm Dominican, I'm Puerto Rican, I know black, be looking just like me, be like, be having the same hair, I be touching it like, it's not the same, it's not the same, it's not the same, papi, it's not the same, they try to salsa that shit off, I be like, no, it's not the same, I know black, negro, nunca, nunca, I know, nunca, I know black, I'm like, no, you black, no, I know black. Dominica, I go, I know, but you're black. No, papi. I know black. No, black.
Hey, did you see that other question that old boy posed? If you want to, vitiligo.
If you have vitiligo, what was the question?
If you have vitiligo, would you rather your face be white or your Johnson be white? Which one would you choose?
Wow.
I mean, it's just going to be white. It's just going to, like, what are you talking about?
Wow. Damn.
That's a good question.
That's a tough one because, damn. Because I'm not going to front. I'm still going to be black.
It's just going to be white.
Kev, a part of me wants to tap into white privilege, though. So I might need that white cake.
Nah, bro. Chill out.
It's not gonna your hands going to be black, though.
As soon as you shake their hands.
Hey, you going to wear white gloves? You going to look like a you gonna look like a ball bearer forever?
It's just the face.
Just the face.
Yeah, what about my neck? Is my neck white? Nah, dog, just the face.
You can't hide that nose, Roz. You got that Haitian nose. You can't hide that one.
I told you, relax, homie. I thought we was doing the top.
No, just the face. Your neck still black.
Yo, you know how they be like, the sheets don't match the drapes or the curtains don't match it,
whatever. Hey, you're going to have black hands and shit. You're going to have to wear white gloves like a pallbearer.
So then I got to go. I got to go the other way then. Because I was going to say.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go.
Y'all going to let me walk too, around man. And be white? That's going to pass up.
Hey, I tell you this.
Y'all gonna let me walk around just owning shit? Damn.
That's a good way to look at it, though. Yeah, you gotta look at it that way.
You're gonna have the greatest icebreaker.
Look, look, I'm white. Two.
Look. All it's gonna take is one time, and they're gonna tell everybody, yo.
Yo. Just black ass.
Yeah. Come through. I'll show you, no problem. I don't do the pics though.
They call me White Lightning.
We've all gone Draymond Green once or twice, man.
Hello. Yeah. Hey man. Shout out to Draymond, yo.
Yeah. Yo, man, what a day in social media history that was.
Oh, my God.
Man. So somebody, one of the listeners, they wanted us to delve into something. And, you know, we like to get into things that are very niche to the black community on this show because we do have a lot of non-black listeners. And we get mail all the time from people who are like, yo, I love what you guys are doing because you guys are literally – educating me, making me more culturally literate by just having the show and breaking down some of these eccentricities, some of these niche things that happen in communities that I don't get to be a part of on a day-to-day basis. So with that being said, somebody asked about when homies be growing they fingernails out. Because that's the thing. There's a certain to everybody knows that cat who has his pinky nail grown out. And I will confess to having moments in my life where I let my pinky grow out. I don't know why. It just seemed like something to do. Cause like you always knew people that did that. Like, Jerv, like you've had the homie who did the grow the nail out joint.
Yeah, no, I've had it. But not me. It just wasn't my flavor.
You never grew your joint out.
Nah, I don't like long fingernails.
Why?
Yeah, me neither, bro.
Shit, you scratch. I mean, I'm not a scratcher. Like, you know what I mean? I ain't scratching shit.
I feel like when I got my cut from Kev, Kev had the long fingernails going.
Nah, B.
That's if that West Coast shit. Long,
I just hadn't, you know, got.
You to, just hadn't clipped them. It
I
wasn't.
Just hadn't got to the clip yet. Yeah, no, I'm not a nut because I, you know, I play too much hoop. At you know what I'm saying? At certain points in my life, I play too much hoop.
So, right, you can't know. Be a hooper with the long nails.
Hell no, nah. I'm still playing 40 and over basketball. Why?
I hate the hooper. You can hear the ball come off their hand. I hate that shit.
It's funny you say that though, because NBA guys say like Richard Hamilton like is notoriously known for fingernails and scratching up arms. Like Ray Allen like went on record and said he would scratch me up all the time coming around screens. And some NBA guys actually say using the long fingernails around those guys like Ray Allen, JJ Redick, when they're coming around and just scratching their arms up, just irritates them. It's weird.
But you ever had a long fingernail break though? That shit hurts, man. I can't get down with that.
Yeah,
I got a couple customers.
I ain't got no time for no hangnails, yo.
I got a couple clients that got the long pinky nail, but they into a certain type of
I was just revenue.
Okay, well we can get
they into a type of say a certain type of revenue.
We can get into that because unfortunately I wasn't around in the 70s or the mid to early 80s when culture was cracking in a certain type of way. A lot of people associated with drug use. A little Afternoon Delight, you know.
Little Tony Montana.
Yeah, a lot of people associated with that. Like old school player type of shit. You know, a lot of people associated with that. You know, not so much anymore. But in the community, man, I remember I had uncles who used to do it. Like they're just people who just really swear by the... You know, let that, even if it's not all of your joints, people would really swear by that pinky, letting that pinky grow out there.
Yeah. Well, we know Bishop Magic Don Juan got the pinky.
Oh, he got that?
Yeah, facts. With the pinky ring and the pinky finger.
Is he from Oakland or Detroit?
He's from Chicago.
Oh, he's from Chicago.
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
a lot of people don't know that, like, the player culture and lifestyle still thriving out there in Detroit, out there in Chicago. Like, it's a big part of the culture. Like, when Big Sean says, "I'm a Detroit player," that's what he's talking about. Like, that lifestyle, that ethic is it's still pretty prevalent. Like, people think Magic Don Juan is like a mascot or whatever, but, like, no, he's dead serious about what he's doing.
What? Dead ass serious. You can't tell the pimping nothing.
I thought my wife got
14 clients. Dang. Just you feel me? And they got one employer. He's killing. That killing.
Shout out to him for surviving Backstage and all that shit, because I know that put them out of business.
So, Jerv, when I first moved out here, the first time I needed to cut, I was fortunate enough to have Trey and Mireya, our good homie, shouts to Mireya. She drove us down to Long Beach to Kev's Barbershop. And Kev's Barbershop is actually on the Long Beach and Compton border, right? Kev's Barbershop just happens to be on the Long Beach side, on Long Beach Boulevard or whatever.
Okay.
And after we got a cut, Trey was like, "Yo, you want to go see Compton? Like, my neighborhood." I was like, "Of course, 100%. So we drove through. We driving down the main street. I'm pretty sure we was on Long Beach Boulevard.
You were on Long Beach Boulevard.
And there was a young lady on a cell phone. It wasn't an iPhone, but she was on a cell phone. She had a pretty sizable weave on. And Trey was like, "You see that? You see that one over there? She on the track right now." I was like, "No fucking way."
All right, let me tell you a fun fact.
Bro, daylight, look, my nigga.
It's a fact-checkable fact. Jerv, let me tell you. Long Beach Boulevard, I don't know as of right now because the action has been a little low, but at one point, Long Beach Boulevard was the number two track in the United States.
What?
Yes.
What was number one? The one Mr. C was on?
I think it's that one street. What they call that shit? Sugar Lane.
I got the wrong DJ.
Okay.
No, I'm sure. Disrespecting
the finisher.
Nah, shut up. No.
Jervis disrespecting the man who discovered Biggie Smalls right now.
And he's a genius. He's a legend, but shit happens. Wait,
who was the number two? Who was the number one track?
I think it's the one they call Sugar Lane. I think it's in Detroit. I'm almost certain that it's in Detroit. They call it Sugar Lane.
So yeah, Rem, we left Kev Barbershop. It had to be 12:30 in the afternoon when we left.
Are they out there, baby?
Wow. So we was on Long Beach Boulevard at 12:30 p.m. And it was multiple. I forgot what Trey called him. I forgot if he called it a cluck or a duck or he had a word that he used for the short. He's like, "Yeah, we call those And I was like, "Oh my
god, something silly."
Compton is real, bro.
Yeah,
super real. And then you know where we went after?
Like, where my shop is at is the Starting Line.
Yeah,
they start right there. It's a motel up the street where they all like. At one point, I remember maybe about 2-3 years back or whatever, the feds raided that whole hotel and they had like 18 rooms.
Damn.
Wow.
Full of bitches. And I'm talking about, they used to walk past my shop in like groups of 4 and 5. And once they go past my shop, you don't see them come back till later on looking whooped.
By the way, Trey was like, I was like, "Yo, Trey, what do you think an estimate is on the services?" Trey was like, "Yo, I'm pretty sure for 30 you could get you some dome."
That's a little low.
Hey,
I'm not gonna let him lowball it that low.
It's not that
probably. I've heard it's in the 50-60 range.
But it gotta be 50-60. Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay, but the dome shot 50-60.
30 sounds like 1995.
And guess what, Waz? You couldn't pull up on none of them unless she was a Mexican. Like, that's the only thing you're going to be able to pull up on. Ain't so none of them black girls out there messing with you.
Why is that?
What? Why?
Because they think that you might be the pimping. See, on our track, the black girls are for the Latins. The black girls are for the Mexicans. And the Mexican girls are for the weirdo black dude. And I'm going to say the weirdo black dudes because that's just not something that, as far as I know, that's not something that we into.
It's unnecessary. Right. It's unnecessary.
The thing about New York was is like it's all the way in Hunts Point and nobody go around there for us. So
nah,
the
but y'all yo, but
to me, it's like Remy, that's in the middle Remy, of the.
I got family in Hunts Point.
But Remy, hold on. My brother-in-law used to actually be the principal of a school out there.
Talk that talk, middle school.
When Mr. C was getting his people,
mm-hmm.
Bushwick, not far from your crib, wow. My boy.
Oh, wow.
Right there off of Broadway, where the J train is at, bro.
Yeah, yeah, that's so, right down the block.
There's tracks everywhere. We just don't be knowing.
We just don't be knowing. You're right.
Pimpin' is worldwide, and it's something that ain't never died. It's in all forms. Fucking Robert Kraft was just in a rubber tug. Somebody's getting that bread.
Of course.
So,
of course.
They not keeping that. They're not keeping that in their pocket.
No. Nope.
When they got that money from Robert Kraft, they had to go turn that in.
Yep.
It's some sitting in the back smoking cigarettes.
Facts.
With a pinky nail and a Fu Manchu mustache, and they running that bread, Jack.
Running that like bread, that. Jack.
Jerv, you know the fucking vibes, bro.
Hey, you, man, listen.
You know the vibes, Jerv. It's real. No, it's really real. Because And not to, like, I don't want to denigrate Mr. C, whatever. You do what you do. You got caught. It's illegal. I'm sorry about that. Like, whatever. You know, his shit got put in the public, whatever. But, like, I remember when it came out, I was like, hold up. The police report said they got this man. Jerv, like, we hang out in Bushwick. We hang out in Bed-Stuy. Like, my homies live in Bed-Stuy. Bushwick and Bed-Stuy are two neighboring neighborhoods. Like, they're right next door to each other in Brooklyn.
Right, right.
So this is our stomping grounds. Essentially, like, all my homies live in Bed-Stuy. So it's like, where we be at? Mans could really pull up and cop? Like that?
That's the thing, man. You never know what goes on in your backyard.
That shit blew my mind because it's something that, you know, I never even considered, like, as a thought, like, as an idea. You know, but the police was like, yo, no, it's a known spot where people cruise. And they like, I know this is where they be at. I could probably find me one. It's crazy.
We got time for a quick bossa nova.
Yeah, let's go. Rob, bossa nova, boy.
I got it.
So right. Dig it, right? We was in college, and there was this dude, my man got put on to him, whatever the case may be, because, you know, he was copping from me or whatever. He was like, yo. My nigga, when I tell you the numbers was like, yo, he would call us all the time.
That's all right, Rob. All right, Rob. We're back. So, guys,
And we're black.
I just wanted to tap in with the Jussie Smollett situation just one last time because the charges have been dropped. You know, we can all move on with our lives now. But of course, the bitch-ass mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, a horrible dude. Just a straight-up terrible cat. The same cat who, when they shot Laquan McDonald, hid the footage, had to pay out the family like $5 million. You know, he wasn't on TV talking about justice need to be served, all of that, when a cat got killed. Got shot in the back. A teenager, bro. A young cat lost his life from a cop. Supposed to be protecting and serving. There was no hand-wringing. There was no, you know, oh, my God, we need justice. Jussie Smollett, what he did was dumb. It was stupid. It was a high level of bitch-assness, as my son Puff would say.
How do I know you haven't been infected with the bitch-assness disease?
And he deserved the public ridicule, the embarrassment that came along with it. He deserved all of it. The idea that this man should serve prison time for what he did is ridiculous, okay? No harm, no foul. Nobody actually got hurt. Nobody got messed up. Nobody got jammed up. Money was wasted because police people put man hours behind something that didn't actually happen. So money was wasted. That's all. So
that you mean police were doing their jobs?
Right, sure. They were doing their jobs for me, but like theoretically, and of course, we're talking about Chicago PD.
I was about to say they could have been trying to stop all the real shit that was happening instead of wasting time on that shit.
Theoretically, they could have been doing something much more important, Rem. That's what I mean.
Consecutive number one deaths in America 2 years running.
You know, but I just wanted to talk about it. There's a lot of chatter out there. And people are saying that he got off easy.
I mean, I can understand why people think he got off easy, especially with how I don't think he got off easy. I mean, I really don't give a fuck, but I can understand why people think he got off easy due to how they're phrasing everything. Like, they're basically saying, yo, dude's guilty, but we're just not going to make him say he's guilty in the court of law. We'll just let all y'all say he's guilty and let y'all know he's guilty.
And then we move on and that's good enough.
No, I mean, yeah, it should be because, I mean, I feel like, and I'm not trying to be the dude that's just on my white shit today, but I feel like white people get this shit all the fucking time.
I guess I gotta present an award. They said no Jussie Smollett jokes. Yeah, I know. What a waste of light skin, you know? You know what I could do with that light skin? That curly hair, my career would be out of here. I'm fucking running Hollywood. Yes, no, just did. What the hell was he thinking? From now on, I ain't never gonna know just you, Jesse. From now on. You don't even get the you no more. That you was respect. You ain't getting no respect from me.
And by the way, Jerv, that's called equality, right?
Yeah.
If it's good enough for the white man, it's good enough for Jussie Smollett.
Basically, they get this all the time. So he might be mixed something. Maybe he exuded his white privilege and now people are upset.
And I want to say something too, and I think it's very important, because every single person on this call has somebody in their life, if not multiple people in their life, who has gone through the penitentiary system.
That's true.
And as a black man, you should wish that on nobody.
Right. I agree with that 100%.
So the idea that this man should go to jail, he should go to prison for that bitch ass crime that he did is ridiculous. The punishment is fine. He did 16 hours of community service, and again, this shit is gonna follow him to the day that he dies.
Right, I was gonna say that.
Never gonna be able to shake this. He is in prison.
Right, that public perception. I'm sure he lost a few deals. I mean, that's good enough for me.
He gonna be all right.
It's not that he's gonna be fucked up, Jerv, but like, he's gonna be dealing with this for a long time.
Is Empire gonna drop him?
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, I think they killed him already.
Did they?
Nah.
No.
Kev, you know the game, man.
Hey, I think they killed him already, Jer. Like, on everything.
I'm gonna look it up. Let's see.
Niggas always come back.
All of this buzz, they kind of have to bring him back. All of this buzz,
possibly
notoriety, got him.
Maybe it's gonna work out in his favor, because that's what he was trying to do.
Yeah, I thought I was bullshitting when I said, "Yo, watch when the album comes out." He has to, like, if I'm him, I got an album coming out. I got a song streaming. I got everything.
He's gonna write
a book.
Man, if you don't knock it off.
you wouldn't write a book if you were him?
No, we're talking about no. I'm just even wild talking about he the gay Tupac.
That's what he said, brother.
Man, he can get the fuck out of here.
Hey, why is they so sensitive about Pac, yo? Jeez, that's what the man said.
Hey, man.
Jesus Christ,
I bet you'd be saying the same thing if he'd have said he the gay Biggie.
Well, he could never say that. Extra.
Yeah, like, Biggie was just a regular nigga.
But he could be the gay Tupac, though.
Of course, because Pac was extra. No.
Hell no, man. I'm not about to.
That's what made Pac great, though.
Nigga on here get smashed by you,
dude,
man.
But that's what made Pac great, though. He was extra, dog.
Hold on, Jerv. I'm up because I'm looking at my favorites, right? and my last six media popped up. So I clicked on the text message that I post, and it's the one from March 9th where I was like, damn, I didn't even realize today was 3-9. And Jerv responds, that's the queens in you.
Yo, I'm like, oh, this damn, I'm going to realize this is March 9th. Like, come on. Yeah, March 9th.
Yo, Jerv. Hey, the bro, greatest day on earth, by the way. Yo, I just want to say that.
Listen, first of all, you disrespectful. Second of all,
it was that, my fucking birthday, Waz.
Nobody give a fuck about it. Nobody give a fuck about that birthday, dog. Hey, celebrate your shit on the 8th or the 10th. We reserved that day for Biggie, yo. Holla at me.
You probably said that comment. It was like early afternoon.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with my cousin.
It was a long afternoon, probably.
Later that night. And then I was like, yo, my son Jerv really like, he really got to me. And my cousin was like, yeah, because you a bitch-ass nigga. Like, you don't realize it's March 9th, boy.
Yo, when I saw that shit, dog, like, I was hurt. I said, yo, you don't realize it's March 9th. Like, I expected, like, Trey to say that, Kev to say that.
And when I really thought about it, sat back and thought about it, I was like, nah, that's crazy. That's crazy. This is a big day, bro.
Great day.
Yo, and guess what, Kev? Me and Trey, we used to, like, back late 2017, we used to live around there, right? Like, we used to live right by Fairfax and what is that? That's, and Wilshire, where the museum and shit is at. Like, where Big actually got killed. Like, we used to live right around there, so I'd always pass through that shit in Ubers or whatever, and I'm like, yo, that's where these motherfuckers killed B.I.G. Like, my cousin literally lives right around the corner from where they killed Big, son. It's crazy. It's just crazy. So that's why the March 9th shit just like, when Jerv was like, that's the queens in you, boy. I was like, damn.
Cats be hating on queens, man.
Nah, it's a fact. It's a big fact.
Cats hate on queens, man.
Cats hate on queens, man. The Harlem people, Brooklyn people, we don't bother Bronx. Obviously, Staten Island doesn't exist, but Bronx people, we don't even bother with Bronx people.
Oh, but Brooklyn Island, people, all the Bronx people that's listening.
Ain't that Wu? Wu-Tang's Staten Island, right?
Wu-Tang is from Staten Island, yeah. And that's the thing, that's like the only black people in Staten Island are from basically from the projects. Like, they got, because it's mostly suburbs. It's a bunch of cops and firemen over there.
Right.
It's the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, to the point where, like, New York City, I think, voted for Hillary Clinton, like, at a 68% clip. Staten Island voted for Trump at a 68% clip.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
Just to put that into perspective. That's why I say about Staten Island. Obviously, Stapleton and all of that, Ghosts and Ray and RZA and all of that, obviously they're legends and we love them. But for the most part, Staten Island is a bunch of crazy racist white people. Just period.
I think I've been to Staten Island twice my whole life.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe two times.
I know Jerry, he was playing ball out there.
I think Farrell. Farrell is a Staten.
Yeah. Yep.
That's just something you don't, that's just a place you don't go.
Exactly.
That was a black man.
It's a hassle though, too, with the bridge and shit.
It's also like an island, right? Right. Like, you have to like go out of your way to get this. Staten Island is basically Jersey to me. Like, I don't know.
I mean, it's harder to get to Staten Island than Jersey, honestly.
It's no thing. Remy, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm serious. Like, you have to take the fucking bridge there.
Right.
It's the bridge or the ferry. Yeah. I mean, at least like Jersey, you can take like the train or whatever and like get to Jersey easy. But Staten Island,
you got to take the ferry,
bruh.
You know, for me, this shit is crazy because you know how it is out here. Waz in LA, we just drive everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, it's not too many places you know what I'm saying? I'm going to drive.
Right.
Boy.
But then when I hear, like, people from New York, like, I got a customer, he from Buffalo. Say he only been to New York twice. He said he only been to, like, to the city, to the boroughs, like, a couple of times in his life.
Yeah,
but I'm like, what? You're from Buffalo, yo.
Buffalo's basically Canada, my boy.
Yeah, and that's
how he explained it to me.
That's a nice 5-6 hour drive from us.
And then you hear people, and then you hear people say, "Oh yeah, I work in Brooklyn, but I live over here. I got to drive through New Jersey to get to my house." So like, wait, you got to drive out of the state to drive back in the state? That shit's wild to me.
Like somewhere like Rockland County, right, which is considered New York, like it's basically Jersey. Like you basically going to Jersey to get to Rockland County. That's a lot of places like that.
There's parts of like upstate New York too, like that are closer to Pennsylvania that are basically Pennsylvania.
Right. Right.
What was I going to say? No, this is the thing about like somewhere like Staten Island, right? It's separated from Brooklyn. It's neighboring Brooklyn. It's basically between Brooklyn and New Jersey. And to get there driving, Kev, you have to, because it's an island, you have to take a bridge there. The toll on this bridge is $16, my boy.
I think it's $19 now.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, I'm good. I'm not going to that.
Thank you. That's what I'm
saying. I think it is. I think it is, but it's still like, crazy.
First of all, there's nothing there for me. And then they're making the decision for me, bro.
Yeah,
it's $19 to get on that bridge.
Yeah, hold on, they're making it so that you don't
want
to go.
They keeping everybody they want out. That's
and
all.
And wait, do I got to pay to get back across that bitch?
Of course.
I think, okay, so.
Wait.
Yeah, I can't let you know. You're telling me I gotta pay $38?
Yeah.
The slander's getting crazy for you, Rob. I gotta put you on, yo. Check your messages, brother. I'm not gonna let them slander you no more. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be that guy, ladies.
Bomb chat, what's going on?
Yeah, you gotta add a meme, yo.
Amin wants to get added.
They're trashing you right now.
Nah, Amin wants to get added.
Hey man, I'm just, you know. They use the exclamation marks and all types of shit. And then, you know, I was like, man, we're not doing that today. Not the Rob, yo. No, we not.
That's the worst feeling when you get roasted.
Rob, they said like father, like son.
Yeah.
Your father now. Yo.
Jeez. Yo. Rob, I am your father. I drove through Yo, Queens look like the suburbs to me.
It is.
Oh, it is? Okay, because when I stayed out near the airport one time. I had a convention.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'm so used to seeing like Brooklyn and everything, and like Manhattan, like all like the closed houses and stuff.
That's completely driveways different.
Niggas got grass in Queens,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, we got backyards,
driveways,
baby.
All of that. Yeah.
We can actually have barbecues.
Yeah.
Look, now I see why Wise is on this Queens vibe. Okay. I see
you, Wise. I'm a boy from South Beach.
What's going on? Yo, man, what are you doing, fam?
What? I can't even hear you, bro.
I'm over here. I'm
emotional. Oh, so you're drinking? Wow.
He's brunching and podcasting.
Yeah, wow. Brunching and podcasting. from South Beach.
Exactly
going
on.
That's
the
first. Amin, have you moved to Florida, like permanently?
Not yet, Waz. Not yet. I'm still waiting for my paperwork.
Every time I look up, you in Miami, bro.
Well, that's because the rest of ESPN hates me.
Hey, Amin, let me get some freaking flyer miles, yo. I know you got them.
Amin got crazy miles.
The connection's breaking. I don't have my headset. Hold on.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is bomb at its finest right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that better?
Oh, there you go.
Perfect.
That's better. Okay. I took the headset off and I went straight. I went straight mouth to mouth on this pause.
Yeah. Y'all out of pocket.
Yo, boy, when you coming back to LA though? You still gonna jump though, right?
Say what?
You still gonna be doing the jump though, right?
I don't know, man.
Is this Bossa Nova?
This ain't no Bossa Nova. I'll say it on there. I said it. I don't know.
Man, okay. So you're not even going to be in L.A. like that no more?
Well, I mean, I have other interests in the Los Angeles area that will compel me to fly out there. Okay. That's why I don't share those miles.
Amin, you have any thoughts on Staten Island?
Oh, my God. Please.
Oh, say that again. Hold on, I didn't hear you because it was too loud.
I was gonna say that Jay-Z got him.
I was saying, do you have any thoughts on Staten Island? We were just talking about Staten Island.
Yeah, Staten Island is like the borough that I like. I'll be honest, I've been to Staten Island twice, and one was to go to the Wu-Tang store.
That's the consensus.
And when I went, I met Rocky, Raekwon, and I was like, Yo, this is the greatest day of my life. I was in high school. I was like, this is the greatest day of my life. And now I look back and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much Staten Island. That's the highlight.
Rob, I got to head to the Clipper game, so I got to be out.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Hold on. Time out. You going to a Clipper game that starts at like 10 a.m.?
It's 12:30. It's 12:30 tip, my boy. It's 11 right now. And I live in the Valley.
Playing North Carolina?
Nah, he's playing the Clippers. I mean the Cavs. Clippers and Cavs are the same.
God damn, you rushing to go see the Cavs?
Same thing.
You want to go see my boy Teddy Osman?
No, I'm trying to get the credential for the playoffs. So I want to show face to all the
last spots. Eddie Play, yeah. I like it. Yes. I like it.
He working like a true Haitian. That's my boy.
Look. Wise out here on some new stuff. Wise.
Yo, Jerv, I'm not doing this with you today.
Jerv, you'll be the same way if you move to LA too, man.
Oh, we know.
I'm gonna get Jerv and his whole family. I'm literally slowly moving every single person.
Hold on. Jerv is going to Sixers games and them niggas is trash. At least the Clippers going to the playoffs. Jerv was out here with courtside seats. TJ McConnell and Hollis Thompson.
I mean, he was also there to watch Markelle Fultz chicken wing jump shot too.
We don't speak of.
By the way, while I was out here, I went to DJ Khaled's chicken wing spot. It's called Finger the Licking. Yeah, Finger Licking, something like that. And, like, they serve the wings where it's, like, you know how, like, everywhere else in the world you get wings? It's drums and flats. Drums and flats. These niggas want to serve me a wing where it's the drum and the flat together, connected.
Yeah. Oh,
and
wow.
So, like 90% of this chicken wing is, like, ligament. And I'm like, yo, just cut that shit, man. Don't make me do all this work.
Yo, I got to be out, y'all.
All right, my boy.
Damn, I guess that all that Philly, all that Sixer talk really hurt his feelings. Word, Henry what? Sims, you don't want to remember that shit?
Nah, bro. We it's a new day now. We got new squad out here. Number 3 seed.
That's all good.
We about to what's make these moves,
from,
yeah.
My man from Washington,
Tony Roden. No, not Tony Roden. It was what the hell was his name? He averaged like 20 in the league, dog. He was a solid NBA player.
Who Evan Turner?
Hell no.
Michael Carter Williams?
No, bum. People laugh. Yo,
that's your history, bro. Don't be disrespected.
Whoa, that's not my history.
That's my not history your history?
You got Iguodala, too. Yeah. You got Iggy, too.
Nah, oh, hold on. Your boy Jerv hated Iguodala. He thought he was trash, and then got mad when he won finals MVP. Yeah. Where was this? He was like, where was this?
That's because he had the other AI fucking stealing his minutes.
Oh, you mean Hall of Famer? Arguably one of the greatest little guys to ever play basketball? Nah, you know, you don't steal shots when you're that. Those are your shots to have.
No, but at that time, man, you could agree he wasn't AI anymore, man.
Why wasn't he? He was still one of the top 2 or 3 dudes in league scoring. He went out to Denver and still, like, that. Not we ain't talking AI that can't. You're talking about when was AI before.
No, I'm talking about AI when he was with Iggy, when he came back.
That hell, he was there for like 8 games. That don't even count.
Nigga get a standing ovation and then go score 6 points.
And if he came back, yo, and Sixers fans asked him the other day to come back. We always want my man to throw lace him up one more time. Yo, he's one of the greatest to ever do it, yo.
He is. I give you that. He is.
The most influential person in basketball since Michael Jordan.
Yes. Agreed. Agreed.
False.
Nah, that's true. I mean, you can't. False. That's true.
Most influential.
Yeah, most influential. Yo,
I'm gonna tell you somebody more influential, easily. Who? And it's gonna shock y'all when I say this name. But they don't name countries after niggas that ain't influential. Niggas got a passport called Kovistan on it, man. They got a capital city. It's called Temecula. They got a flag. They got a national anthem. They got a parliament. They call it the Knights of the Triangle Table. The Knights of Kobistan, man. You don't have disrespect.
Come on, man.
What?
Come on.
Hold on. You look at how many dudes in this league play some stupid-ass style of ball. You say, why? And I'm like, because Kobe was my favorite player. And then he called me and he told me, they're saying that you're shooting too much. Guess what? I'm saying you're not shooting enough. Mamba mentality.
Yo.
double your shot output. I think that's more basketball. We talk about influence, culture, you know?
I mean, you
that AI brought.
Dude, there was little white boys, little white privileged kids when I was working camp, post AI era, that would have the sleeves. Like, people wear the sleeve because of him. Cornrows are because of him. The dress code is because of him.
There's, yo, Rob, bossing over real quick.
Yep.
You got it? Okay. And we're black.
I'm out of here, man. Peace out.
Yo, these are the rebuttals that you can only make, like, if this isn't a podcast.
That's wild.
Is the podcast over?
Yeah, I think that's it for us right now.
Okay. All right. Hey. Remember, tickets to the Chicago show are still available. Don't slow motion for me on it. Just go ahead and click on Date's bio, date_hoy, or go to countthethings.com and purchase tickets to the Chicago show to see me in very similar form. It ain't South Beach form, but it'll be close. This has been Black Opinions Matter Monday.